Thousands of towns and villages throughout southern Africa depend on groundwater, but they need more of it than they have. The leaders of the Groundwater and Drought Management Project have one answer, teaching farmers and extension services new techniques for protecting it. Barbara Lopi is the spokesperson for the effort.
Because of the climate change issues and also because the available surface water is becoming depleted and already committed, there is need for groundwater use.
Three countries in southern Africa have pilot projects to help turn the situation around: Zimbabwe, Botswana, and Mozambique.
These countries were selected because of the drought situation in most of those countries. Pilot projects are supposed to help the communities to be able to mitigate the effect of drought using groundwater, because groundwater is a bit drought prone and it can sustain communities during the periods of drought if it is well managed.
For Lopi, managing groundwater well means keeping it free of chemical pollutants like nitrates, which can poison drinking water. Some of the chemicals come from commercial fertilizers that drain deep into aquifers, a layer of rocky sediments beneath the soil that holds groundwater. As part of the solution, the project teaches farmers to apply chemical fertilizers safely or use manure and other organic materials in their fields. They learn to preserve rainwater by making ridges around the slopes. This allows water to sink into the ground rather than straight down to the hillside, taking precious topsoil and minerals with it. Project leaders also warn against drilling too many boreholes, which has led to a drop in water levels in Lusaka, Zambia. Lopi says in Zimbabwe, the project is focusing on rehabilitating broken boreholes. The project is also helping improve the monitoring of groundwater. Malawi government has allocated resources for monitoring in its 2009 and 2010 budget. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.